On the evening of March 10th, 1876, Dell sat in front of the new transmitter in the back room, which I had made into a laboratory for him, on the top floor of number 5 Exeter Place, Boston, and I went down the hall to the front room to listen for the results with a telephone receiver. But as Dell was about to speak into the new instrument, a motion of his arm upset over his clothes a battery jar of acidulated water. In the excitement of the accident, Dell called out to me, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want you." The big mouthpiece picked up his call for help, and I heard every word of it through the receiver at my ear. The new transmitter was better than we had expected or had dared hope. Dell forgot the accident in his joy over the success of the test that filled the entire evening. He had brought his great invention to the point where its future was assured. And this first sentence, ever sent through the telephone, although apparently very commonplace, was really highly significant, for the telephone today renders no service more vital than in times of emergency. And the first message it ever transmitted was unquestionably an emergency call.